SITC fam. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to rate us 5 stars on any podcast platform. Leave us a review wherever you can. And don't forget to subscribe to LL Giselle on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and find us on Facebook at Sonographers in the Cities.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sonographers in the Cities. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Giselle.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I also want to thank you to Giselle for being accommodating to my schedule so that we can have this episode.
No, thank you. I appreciate you because everybody knows how hard it is for us to get on here. Anyway, you know, I think at this point it's fine that we have random episodes at random times because that's just our lives.
I mean, we do try to stick to a schedule, but sometimes it's just not possible.
Yeah, and I'm going to be completely honest and transparent here because anyway, together we strive to create a relatable, real, and raw platform that can be a resource for future and current sonographers. And I just read what Lynn said about our podcast on this website. You guys got to go check it out. I'll tell you guys about it later. But no, seriously, this is the relatable and real and raw stuff that we're going through here. Honestly, we did film an episode with someone special, a special guest. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned for that one because we don't want to release it until certain things are happening and stuff. So we are behind on recording and stuff, but it's okay. You know, this is our first episode coming out in April and it's totally fine.
Yes, and it's that's the real, raw, relatable content.
Yeah,
just a little bit context of why I appreciate yourself so much. So today, I finished my semester of teaching. So I finished my 6-7 days working. So this week I'm off. Obviously, I am recovering from my lack of sleep. And I had a doctor's appointment today. And the medication makes me very, very drowsy and sluggish. So we were supposed to record earlier, but then I asked Giselle to move it later so that I can sleep off the medication. And then I had to get my butt here so that I can be, so I can talk to her. And
that's
she
okay.
Would, she's like, yes, of course. So I appreciate you so much.
Yeah. Oh, no, I appreciate you. Anytime you need a break or something, you know, we're all for it. Especially because before we got on this, and actually typically before we get on to any episode, we have conversations and we vent or we catch up with each other, all of which is not recorded because we are just letting it all go, letting it all out, which I think is needed for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely our unpaid therapy sessions right there. Right. Like I see on like a lot of social media, and this is the topic of our episode today, how, you know, to be successful in this career as a sonography student, as a sonographer, you need, or basically any healthcare career, you need a good supportive system.
Some kind of system that's
some kind
you.
Of system. Yeah. That's what I meant. And
yes.
And it's very good to talk to someone who's, you know, knows what you're going through work-wise. So hence our talk, Giselle.
Yeah. Which Lynn is correct. Today we're actually talking about how social media impacts sonography today. And being that we are a podcast all about ultrasound and sonography, and it all started off of just us wanting to talk more about ultrasound and knowing you guys are here. We appreciate you guys for listening and wanting to tune in and things like that. We still get downloads, and our response to all of the episodes that we do are so awesome, and we're grateful for you guys for listening. So thank you so much for being here and listening to us talk and vent and just do all the things we do on social media. Lynn has a very busy lifestyle over
there.
So
do you.
And yes, I do as well. And so we are just so grateful that we can do this. And there are lots and lots of other people now joining the content creating scene on social media. And there are so many other sonographers and students too that I see are newer or who have been doing this for a very long time and now are just hopping onto the social media game. I think it's been such a big game changer for current students, current sonographers, and the future of sonography because there is now so much information out there, which is great.
I totally agree. Like, not is it just on like Instagram, which where I mostly see it, but I also see on TikTok, and then I see it on because on Instagram and TikToks, you can get the funny reels, like the funny videos, the humor, and then the tips and tricks and the educational content. And then I hopped on LinkedIn, similar thing, but it's more of the educational content. But there's a general theme around all of it is that everyone is supportive of each other. You know, like on LinkedIn, it's like, I got this job, and everyone congratulates them. Or some people share a cool case that they see someone posted. And, you know, that's where sometimes where I go for my educational content. And on Instagram, you know, you see the humor, you see the fun, you see the, you know, or the not fun aspects. And again, you see people who are supporting each other and saying, oh, I totally know what you're going through. But you get the occasional educational content as well. I just think that it's so wide now, or not wide, but like, popular because everyone is growing, the field is growing, so everyone is joining the community.
Yeah.
That was my little brainstorm there.
No, I agree. And it's cool because I, for those of you guys who've been following our podcast for this whole time, or on YouTube, so I've been on the YouTube thing since 2020, and that journey has been like up and down. Because as Lynn and I say, we're very busy, we're always doing stuff, and then we're also trying to balance our lives on just our personal lives, but not just, social media and trying to help you guys. We are also trying to balance ourselves and make sure we are having that work-life balance because becoming a content creator or somebody that's doing stuff on social media, it takes a lot of time to do that kind of stuff. And with YouTube, I just love being able to share like vlogs and stories and tips, tricks, and advice. So obviously, if you guys haven't subscribed to that yet, go subscribe. But I this year, a couple of weeks ago, just started doing like the Instagram Reels thing. And it's crazy to see how many people actually enjoy looking at the Instagram Reels because it's a bit different than what I'm used to doing on YouTube. So Lynn was talking about how there's the medical humor part, and then there's like the educational part, and there's the vlogs and the tips and the tricks. So now it's really cool to see that, like, oh, people actually like that stuff on Instagram and YouTube. It's just crazy though that we can get so much information from like our phones and the internet. And there's even stuff on there from other sonographers that I've been watching that I'm like, wow, I'm learning so much from them.
Yeah, there's so much, and sometimes you get hooked, right? And sometimes I'm like, okay, maybe I should put my phone down because I've been on my phone too much. So I'm like, how do you balance that?
Yeah, that's something we all have to try to do is there, and honestly, for me, there's days where I'm like, I need to get off my phone. And then there's days where I'm like, I need to get on my phone so I can see what people are saying or doing. Because if you want to keep up, you have to be on your phone and post your videos or edit your videos. And then you just want to put your phone down and enjoy life in front of you. It really is a huge juggling, balancing act. But I love that there's just this huge community and I see all these funny funny reels or funny videos that are relatable. And I see all these educational contents out there. And it's really cool because the future sonography students have so much now, more so than ever before. I think when I was a student, I honestly don't remember anyone posting anything about ultrasound online. I never once looked at a YouTube video as a student, and now it's more so where people get their content from, or their how to become a sonographer, things like that. So really cool to see, and it definitely will impact the future because I think we're trying to show that ultrasound should be in the general society, just like doctors and nurses. But it also brings light to all of those other healthcare workers, like respiratory therapists, physical therapists, EKG techs, phlebotomy techs, pharmacy, medical assistant. And this was like something that I think healthcare needs because not everyone wants to become a nurse or a doctor. And not everyone knows about what these other allied health professionals are. So it's really cool to see. So if you guys are out there on social media, obviously you are because you also listen to our podcast. Definitely show support on all of our posts or other people's posts and share them. And that's how people get to know each other. And it's part of networking, to be honest with you. Like I know so many people all over the United States now just because of social media. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's, networking is key to getting jobs and opportunities nowadays. It's not just, applying online and waiting for emails or phone calls. When you were saying about like getting the other, I'm blanking out, help me here. Other, what were you saying?
What was I saying? I said a lot.
Other
Other
careers besides
modalities? Yes.
ultrasound, yes, other modalities.
Other allied health professionals.
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly wish I had there was some like ultrasound awareness when I was in college because there was a school of allied health professions, but they didn't really like advertise like what's under allied health. I always wonder what's allied health.
Yeah.
Now that I know, I wish I had it then, but I'm glad that we have it now for our current and former student and future students. And I was thinking, did you see the new fakes post? They came out again with the shirts like I'm a, and then what your job is, what your role is. I appreciate that they redid it with more roles, but I'm not satisfied because they didn't have sonographer.
They still missed out.
Yeah, they still miss. I commented on the first time and I noticed that you commented and posted on your story for this round.
Yeah.
We're still waiting.
Still waiting. And I got in contact with them and mentioned it to them and all the things. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see on the third round some
Yeah.
sonographers on their shirts.
Yeah,
It's a
it has to be
lot.
sonographer, not technician.
Oh, there
We
was a
don't.
whole argument on there
We
too.
don't fix machines.
On their comment section, there was a whole argument with the radiology technician versus
Technician, yeah.
technologist. Yeah. And I mean, I was like, oh, way to make people mad, Biggs, because once again, still didn't have the correct term on there. But I mean, it just brings more awareness to us and we can keep the conversation going and just explain to people. The post that I posted today was typically a very, very common thing in our field where nurses don't know what we actually do. Obviously we know what a nurse does, but we also don't know to the full extent of what they do. But we get a good feel of what a nurse does.
Yes.
But as far as like ultrasound, nobody really understands unless they ask or have the conversation. And I called it a secret life because really nobody knows what we do, and I love it. I mean, no one's gonna know fully what we do except for each other.
Yeah.
But I just love that on social media, we can bring awareness, we can share it. And yeah, there is one website that I really, really want to shout out today, which is ultrasoundschoolsinfo.com, and they are really your one-stop shop for all things ultrasound.
Yeah, from the moment that you're interested in it
After.
to after becoming a sonography student, because they do give out scholarships too.
So, Lynn and I, and then also Ultrasound Whisperer, which is Haley, were chosen to be judges in their 2024 scholarship entry application thing this year. And it was really cool because now we have like little pages on their website.
Yeah,
So
it's a very
exciting.
interesting experience. It's a very humbling experience. So I would like to thank Ultrasound School Info, Josh and Wendy for considering us. We're nobodies, but they consider us to be part of their judge panels, and we'd like to thank you them for the
Yes.
opportunity.
Yes, we are so appreciative. If you guys need more information on ultrasound, definitely head to their website. They have so much on there, and so many sonographers have their testimonies on there, how they became sonographers. There's information on programs and even helping you become a better sonographer or even who should become one. So it's a really cool in-depth website, and you guys should go check it out. And we appreciate them for putting us on it. We appreciate you guys for listening to our podcast and just kind of going through life with us on social media. And hopefully we have more episodes for you guys in the future. We are nearing our 100th episode. It's coming.
Yes, so we definitely want to do something special for a 100th episode. We'll definitely make time to do it. It's just we would like to ask you what you want to hear from us, to any content ideas that you want us to give to you guys for the 100th episode and moving forward. And any fun ideas?
Yeah, let us know in the comment section.
Yeah.
Lynn and I are here for you guys. We also have the Discord group where we've added so many new people to that. So it's a little community and world full of students in radiology, mostly sonographers, but we do have people in X-ray, MRI, CT, and their nuclear medicine. So come join us and be part of our community. We know that social media is a big thing, and for sure it's not going away at this point because it's been the last how many years of social media in the world. Like sometimes people are always like, oh, one day it might go away, but so far it's still here and people are still posting and still doing
So
things.
it's here for a while.
Yeah, so we're just doing our best to help you guys and keep being raw, relatable, and real on our podcast. And if there's anything else you guys want to hear or see, please let us know and follow all of the cool ultrasound people out there and radiology people. There's so many of us. Yeah.
And you never know what you could learn.
Comment below if you have any favorite peeps on social media so we
Yeah,
can go
tag
check them
them.
out. And then we'll see if we can get them on here. That'd be cool.
Yes, it would be.
It is hard to get a third person onto the podcast with our crazy schedules. And actually, we have a few people lined up too. So, yeah.
Yeah, we just need to, get our lives together, I guess.
That's what we get for being so busy being sonographers, teachers,
Yeah. I
content
think this
creators.
episode is the most real and raw one because of our appearance as well.
I just came from the gym. I went to Orange Theory.
And obviously I just woke up
So it's all
and full on meds, so the
right. That's
fact that
okay.
I'm still coherent, talking about ultrasound and not
You're
just
doing
couldn't think of modalities.
a great job. You're doing a great job. And we appreciate you guys so much for listening.
Yes,
Until
thank
the
you.
next episode, we'll see you guys later.
Yes, happy April. Enjoy the month.
Spring,
Enjoy spring.
springtime. I know it's getting
Yeah.
nicer out here. I
Yes,
gotta
here
put my phone
too.
down. I gotta put my phone down and go explore the world because sometimes you just have to like step outside and go on a walk or, do things that
Be
like
present.
make you happy. Yeah. Life is not always about social media, by the way. So
Yes, media, social media has a big impact, like we just discussed, but please take time to enjoy life outside of social media.
Right. Put the phone down for a little bit. It can impact your relationships in life, but it is a very helpful tool. It is a very helpful tool.
Yes.
So,
Thank
anyway, we appreciate you guys. And until next time,
you. Bye.
bye.
Thank you for connecting through sounds with us. We appreciate you and can't wait to connect with you again next time.